This July 4th at Lowe's, get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill. Now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Ghost Bed. To find your perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/ghost. Right now, Ghost Bed is offering our listeners 40% off Ghost Bed bundles, where you get a mattress, an adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. 30% off all mattresses plus two luxury pillows. Use promo code GHOST at ghostbed.com/ghost. Hurry, take advantage of these savings. ghostbed.com/ghost and use promo code GHOST.
Today on another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that makes you feel like you're touching the dead. Red cardinals, a beautiful and unique bird that some believe to be the soul of a deceased loved one. Today we hear about a woman who has more than just a single encounter with this spiritual animal, but an undeniable connection to these red angels. That story and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Just click it right now so you don't forget. Also, if you really like the show and you want extra episodes, you want access to the full archive that goes far beyond what you find on iTunes or whatnot, literally thousands and thousands of episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and brand new bonus episodes for you every single week when you're a supporter of the program. You do that at ghostpodcast.com or on patreon.com/real ghost stories, or just search Real Ghost Stories Online, four words, Real Ghost Stories Online, on the Patreon app to find us and to get access to all those extras. We greatly appreciate it. Helps keep this show afloat. And it's Tony and Harper with you, who Harper is currently, it looks like she's sniffing fake plants.
It smells like plastic.
Good plastic aroma there? Yeah.
Your plant smells weird. It smells like plastic.
Well, what country is it from? That can usually...
China.
Is it China? Interesting. I don't know. Made in... I don't see any... Oh,
Germany?
Made in China. No, made in China. There you go.
I guessed it.
There you go. Yeah. So that's what she's doing.
Although the base of this thing smells like ginger.
Ginger. Oh, it's like some sort of wood there. It's like a teak wood or something.
Smell
I don't know.
This. It smells like ginger.
No, I don't get one. It smells like, yeah.
It smells like ginger to me.
Okay. It's ginger. She smells ginger because she's a ginger.
It smells nice.
Let's go to our first letter of the day. Phone number 855-853-4802. Hello, it is the Red Cardinal Lady from Nashville, and I have more Red Cardinal stories. Yesterday was 23 years since my father had passed away. As of recently, I had started to truly believe my dad, or maybe an angel, will visit via... as a red cardinal. On his 23rd year anniversary of his death, it had snowed in our state. My grandparents, my dad's parents, were east in the state and power actually had gone out. They had a generator, so they were fine. My grandma sends me a text with a picture of a red cardinal. They do have a bird feeder on their window, so maybe it was just a red cardinal getting some food. Fast forward to the next day, which is today, and I had woken up. I was just lying in bed looking at my phone, and I started to think about when my husband had COVID. He tested positive a few months back. I was at home quarantining, and he was across the street at his parents' house in their detached quilting shop working in that room. I drive to the quilt shop to deliver him lunch. As I pull up, there had been 20 red cardinals just fluttering around this quilt shop. It was truly one of the top five magical moments. It was so pretty seeing all these red birds fly around, but I knew then it had to be angels, family members, etc., just caring for him. Maybe he was feeling extra sick that day and he was forcing himself to work. I felt special being allowed to see my husband's team care for him. That's at least what I believe. Back to today, as I'm lying in bed thinking of that moment and my grandmother's picture, I start to walk into the house to see if anyone is awake. As I start to go into the kitchen near our bay window, I see a bird fly, land on our ground. I couldn't tell what kind of bird it was, so I walk up to look outside, see if the snow melted, and as I look down, I see a red cardinal near the window. He looks at me. I'm looking at this bird, as silly as it sounds, and I say out loud, "Hi, Dad." I wanted to see if anything would happen. I can hear the bird chirp in response and hop closer to the window. After the bird and I look at each other a few seconds, the bird flies into a tree near the house. I've noticed, especially through the past year or two, a lot of times when I think of my dad or if something traumatic is going on, I see just one red cardinal bird. I live out of the country outside of Nashville. Sure, we have red cardinals who live here anyways, but I never see red cardinals on a daily basis. Whenever I see them, it's thinking of Dad or traumatic, stressful experiences. I'll attach a picture of the red cardinal. It's a pretty picture in the snow. I do have one last story, more of a ghost story, not a red cardinal story. Recently, I noticed when I'm lying in bed, I'll randomly start to feel this cold mass around my upper body. Let's say the normal temperature in our house is 68. This cold mass will feel more like 49, 50 degrees, much colder. Start maybe at my left arm and slowly migrate to my other side of my upper body. Just like click work, you'll start to smell the floral perfume. I'm not a floral perfume person, and we use Tide for laundry detergent. It's a scent I keep smelling night after night in my room, and I've smelt it in the living room as well. It doesn't smell familiar. It smells nice, though. I would pair the perfume scent with maybe an older woman, but maybe a younger person would enjoy it as well. I have zero thoughts on who it could be. Maybe a previous homeowner? Thank you for your time.
I love birds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the thought there?
We have a cardinal that always sits on, like, it depends on which direction. It depends if you're standing behind the truck or in front of the truck.
On each side of the truck, on each rear view or side window or side mirror.
Your left side or your right side.
Both.
Depends on.
They sit on both sides.
Both sides. And this is the reason why you always have to go through car washes, is because cardinals always just sit right there on that mirror. Now, whenever I see one, I just say, "Hi, great grandpa," because that's just what I think of.
And then immediately it shits on the car.
Yes.
It's like, "Hi, great grandpa." It's his sign to you, letting you know that he heard you.
It's actually happened before.
It's so I have streaks down my windows all the time. And I love the cardinals. We actually have a ton of cardinals here.
We love them.
I mean, I have had some people say it's like magical. But there's times where I get home and there's a whole bunch of cardinals out kind of near our front drive. And I've seen that, like 20 some cardinals or more at one time. And they have, like, they live out back behind our barn. And morning, sometimes you can get out there and see them, but it's really neat. We're kind of spoiled with red cardinals. I remember it used to be a rare thing to see them. And for, you know, much of my life, it was, and it still is if I'm not here. And it's just, we see them so much. It's like cardinals again.
But, and if there ever were to be apocalypse, there's no shortage of cardinals.
We'll keep the cardinals here in the bunker.
Or we could also just go raid a Popeyes.
What?
If there's an apocalypse.
What, you're going to think in the apocalypse, Popeyes is going to just start serving, yes, like robins? It's like, we're out of chickens. The chickens are all gone. What do we got next?
Robins.
Robins and Cardinals.
And cheese.
Can you still make me the spicy Robin sandwich? I'd go there.
With better.
If that's all they're doing.
Spicy mayo and spicy pickles.
If they're making that, I would, I'd be all good. 855-853.
Is that even safe to eat a robin?
Are
they even edible?
Yes. I mean, all birds are edible. You would not get a lot of meat by any means.
Diseases? Any diseases in that mix?
I think there could be a higher possibility there for something like
diabetes
that.
Diabetes by a bird?
I don't think you get diabetes by eating a robin.
Maybe.
And that's not how that works.
I know.
But yeah, I think you have a higher potential. They say birds carry a lot of diseases. And there's a lot of diseases that...
rabid birds.
There was the avian flu several years ago. That was like tester of masks with the avian flu of just seeing how many would do it. And in our country, not many. And it wasn't like any remotely required. But over in China, where it started.
Yep.
I could be wrong, but it started in that vicinity. And it had everyone there was wearing them, and it was kind of a scary one.
So no one go eat the bird from your window.
No, and in an apocalyptic situation, probably still not a good idea to eat the bird from your window, because you probably need medicine to like get better from eating that delicious
plant from
that
your window.
Delicious robin that's just sitting there having a peaceful day, and all of a sudden you snatch it, and you're like,
bird from the window.
Mm.
On my perfect sandwich.
Mm-mm, good. Okay, back to that in just a second. First, I absolutely love these guys. If you have been sitting there thinking, I need to sleep better. I need something a little more comfortable. I need something that sleeps cooler. Maybe you've realized that in summer. Ghost bed. That's all I can say. Ghost bed. You know how important sleep is to your overall health. At least I hope you do, because it plays a major role in like everything. If you want a bed that's going to really work for you, and you're going to love Ghost Bed. It's made by Nature Sleep, an industry leader in the mattress space since 2001. Every Ghost Bed product, from their mattresses to their sheets, pillows, all designed with, I love this, cooling features. So it's perfect. So if you sleep warm, which I do, well, most people do, they got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. That's a thing for you. Check that out. Shipping is free and fast. You can even try out your mattress for 101 nights. Yeah, that's wonderful. And you even get an industry-leading warranty of up to 25 years. Ghost Bed. You're going to love this thing. And check this out. Free shipping. Like I said, in most orders, ship within 24 hours. Zero down. 0% APR financing, too. Yeah, no excuse here. Easy financing on mattresses starting at $35 a month. Yes, you can buy a mattress for like $35 a month. And they got this flash sale going on right now. Get in on it before it's gone. 40% off mattresses and adjustable base bundles, or 30% off a mattress plus two free pillows. To find your perfect mattress, check out ghostbed.com/ghost. Right now, Ghostbed is offering you guys, our listeners, 40% off Ghost Bed bundles when you get a mattress and adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. That's 30% off all mattresses plus two luxury pillows. Use promo code GHOST at ghostbed.com/ghost. Hurry, take advantage of these savings. That's ghostbed.com/ghost and use promo code GHOST. Next letter says, hey guys, I just learned about your podcast a couple months ago from a coworker, and I've been addicted ever since. I want to email you about an experience I had 7 years ago in Italy. I'm in the Air Force, and I was stationed at Aviano Air Base near Venice on the 8th of November in 07. The Black Hawk helicopter crashed during an incentive ride. Many were injured. 6 died, 3 of which were friends of mine. 5 of them died pretty much instantly, but as the last held on as long as he could and let go on the operating room table. 2 days later, on the 10th of November, we were celebrating my daughter's first birthday. It was nice to have a reason to celebrate such a sad time in our lives. It was a pink party. We had plenty of balloons, but we held onto 6 of them because we were planning to release them the next day with special messages to those that died so recently, kind of a way to say goodbye and help them on their journey into the next life. The morning that we were supposed to release the balloons, however, we had a very strange experience. I was lying in bed, trying to fight off the need to wake up, when I heard the latch on our bedroom door click. At first, I thought it was one of our cats trying to make their way into our room, as they were known to do, but that's not what I saw when I looked up at the open door. There in the hall were five of the balloons tangled together. It was a little freaky for some reason. I mean, it was just balloons, right? Regardless, I fought off my fears like any sane person and pulled the covers over my head and went back to sleep. It felt like someone else was in the room, but they backed off at that point, maybe because they knew they were freaking me out and that wasn't their intention. Later that morning, when I fully woke up, I left our bedroom to notice that the balloons had settled on the floor of our bathroom right outside our room. I didn't feel any weirdness from them anymore, just that they'd been placed in an area where they couldn't be avoided. I went downstairs to get in some video game time before my wife and daughter woke up. The last balloon was down in the living room with me. It was hanging at the top of the ceiling, but while I was playing, I noticed it slowly dropped. I figured it was losing helium, but then I saw that it started to move down the hallway and up the stairs toward my bedroom and the bathroom where the other balloons were. At the time, I didn't try to hurt my brain by thinking too much about it, mainly because there were no blankets around to hide under. I tried to tell myself that it was just caught up in whatever stray breeze that was moving through the house that caught the other balloons earlier. Now, I think that was my friend who made it all the way to the operating table and just catching up with others. Later that day, we released the balloons. I told his story to my wife, who also woke up when the door to the bedroom opened. She said that she had an uncontrollable feeling that you get when someone is in your bedroom that doesn't really belong there. She thinks that they just wanted to make sure that they all had a proper send-off. That's the only story I really have, but it's confirmed in me that there must be something on the other side, whether it's some sort of heaven or other metaphysical experience that we'll never really be able to wrap our brains around. Thanks for reading, Matt.
Now, that could either be like a really scary situation or a really sweet situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of them coming to pay a visit, like, hi, we finally made it and we're good. Or it's them revisiting you, like, you should have came with us.
Oh, like an angry, a vengeful spirit, if you will.
Just like all of them just holding the balloon, but you can't see them, just right in that doorway. And they open it and it's just like, hello, Jonathan. Not even his name. I'm sorry. What was his name?
I don't remember.
Mark? Was it Mark?
I already scrolled. I closed that section, so I don't have it in front of me anymore. But Mark, Phil, Chuck.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm sorry. I closed the window. Otherwise, I don't remember anyone's name, so don't feel bad. Including family members, all that. It just doesn't register.
Like Nancy? Is that you?
Who? That'll be great. When I'm really old, because I already forget everything as it is right now.
What's your name, daughter?
I wanted to...
Hopper.
Earlier. You're going to totally screw with me someday if I have that. Yeah. You're going to be like, every time you come to visit, you're going to be like, you have a different accent. Suddenly, like, you're a Southern belle. And then the next time, you'll have, like, an Aussie accent. And you can tell me stories like, you remember when we lived in Australia, father? I'll be like, no. Tell me about it. And then I'll start thinking that this shit is real.
We would go ride on the kangaroos every Saturday night with BLTs in our hands.
BLTs. Riding a kangaroo's eating BLTs.
Yeehaw. With our big old cowboy hats. We would dress up in the fanciest clothing while doing this. We called it our What the Frick Nights. Now, this is at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning, Father. Like, really?
Like, that happened, honey?
Yes, we were watching the world end at this moment.
Because at that point, it's just like, why not? Why not get really dressed up, go hop on the back of some camels.
Kangaroos.
Or kangaroos. Make a good BLT with some extra mayo. Or I like Miracle Whip on mine.
You animal. No one puts a Miracle Whip.
Yeah, they do. We had more Miracle Whip in my house growing up than we had mayonnaise. I like Miracle Whip. But I like Hellman's mayonnaise too. I like them both. I think they both have a place.
I'll do like a small bit of mayonnaise on my sandwich.
They can live in peace together and harmony. There doesn't have to be.
You will never catch me dead eating a sandwich with like just fully lathered with mayonnaise.
It's not good for you. Yes, it does. It's tangy. It's good.
It's just tangy. That's all.
Sometimes you need that, but I'll do mustard sometimes.
Mustard's better.
Yeah.
Mustard's superior.
You are very a big proponent of mustard.
Yes, mustard is the god. It is yellow essence as it trolleys down.
If you ever want to give Harper a gift, it's mustard. Mustards of the world. Yeah, it gives you the mustard of the month
as
club.
As a mustard trolleys down the stairs in a beautiful, elegant yellow dress. They called her beauty. Oh, boy, but she was a beast with that flavor.
Let's go to another caller. Hi.
I have a story for you all. I have actually many, many different stories. I always hear people say that they are sensitive, and I would like to probably second that because I just, my father was very into while I was growing up, and I just never questioned him. I always believed him because he just was always, I would always see things with him. Just like miraculous things, not paranormal, I guess you could say. So I guess I'll go ahead and start out my story. This was back when I was in school. And I had a history, this is for history class, and I needed to, so this was an extra credit project that I had to do. And I had to go to the Shakespeare Museum, which was in D.C. So on my way there, pretty regular day, nothing crazy happened, just regular day. I took the metro from Maryland into D.C., and it's actually a really nice sunny day. And so I go, and I'm just wandering around because there's part of my project is that I have to go around and look around and fill out some questions for the different objects that were actually in the Shakespeare Museum. So I'm going around and I'm looking at all these different relics of those times and taking my notes and whatnot. Didn't feel anything weird or nothing. So I went ahead and I went into the gift shop. So I was like, hey, what kind of cool trinkets I really, really love to see what's out there for me to buy, maybe take home something. So I'm attracted and really drawn to this bookshelf area. And as I'm walking over, I literally see a book come out of the shelf and fall right on. I was like, whoa. Now, mind you, this place, the bookshop, there was windows, but there's nothing open. It's not like the AC wind could actually pick up a heavy book and drop it from the top of the shelf onto the floor. Soon as this happened, before I could even think about what just happened and process what just happened, this woman in all black, with like really, she's an older woman. She has all black hair and she has like really, her eyes were just like, they weren't red. They were like around her pupils were really red, as if like she was like super high or something. I don't know. She just had like really red, where the white part of your eye is like really red. And then she says, oh, that tends to happen a lot when I come around. And before I could even like question her, because I went down to pick up the book to put it back, I was like in mid speech saying, that's so crazy. How did this happen? I look back and she's gone. I went to go look for her because I really wanted to be like, wow, like, what do you mean this happens when you come around? Like, I've always been really drawn to like the paranormal. I've always felt stuff. And at that time, I was just like, whoa, this is crazy.
Then to find out that night they were going to be doing like the old 1800s like witch music thing. I don't even know how to describe what it is that was going on in that theater of the Shakespeare Museum. They were just like having, it was like old 1800s folklore music type of thing deal. I don't know. That's what was happening that night. So I was just like really intrigued. I was like, wow, it's so crazy. And then I was just like, it always stayed in my mind. Another part of this story, which is like, now it gets kind of crazy. Okay. Now it gets a little bit more crazy than what I just said. As I'm walking home, and this is kind of scary. I was raised, I'm trying to give you a little bit of backstory about me. I was raised Catholic. My father, though, my mother was a devout Catholic. My father, on the other hand, more on the spiritual side, he practiced Santeria. If you don't know what Santeria is, it originated, in Cuba, back when the slaves were, in Cuba. They still wanted to practice their rituals, but they had to hide it from their, I guess, quote unquote masters, because their masters wanted them to practice Christianity and Catholicism. So what they did was they disguised saints as the Orisha, which is their ancestors, which are basically the entities in which they pray to, and like the different spirits, I guess you can say. So that's what my father practiced. I was always curious because I've always been a believer of, I'm not a skeptic at all. I've always believed in other things, other dimensions, other entities out there. So fast forward, right after I got out of that museum, I'm walking back to the metro. As I'm walking back to the metro, I seen a Virgin Mary statue. In like clear day, the Virgin Mary had like a, she had like, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Stigmata, but it's like the Virgin Mary, she was bleeding, her eyes were bleeding, and then she had like something in her like private area of blood, and it was like bleeding. It just looked really like evil. And then I had to like blink a couple times, it wasn't there anymore, but I seen it, and I knew what I seen. It was like a clear picture, and like I wasn't high or anything. I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have been seeing that. But that had occurred in a time of my life where I kind of had like, it was kind of dark in a way. I was going through a lot of things. I was homeless. I was living out of my car and stuff. And I was in an abusive relationship. And it was like a dark time for me. But I made it. I'm in a way better place. And yeah, so that's one of my stories. I have a lot of other stories, like a lot of other stories. I've never actually like seen an entity like an apparition or anything, but like now come to think of it, I wonder if the woman that I seen was an apparition. She wasn't like she was transparent. She looked like a person. Like she looked like I could go up and touch her. Like she wasn't see-through or anything, you know? So yeah, sorry. It kind of brought me back to when it happened. Kind of got the chills. So yeah. Anyways, I'll definitely call back and tell other stories because I got a bunch of them, and yeah, I got a lot more. I probably will hang up and call again. But thank you guys for everything that you guys do. I'm a 90s baby, so I have been watching Unsolved Mysteries and Ghost Adventures and all type of paranormal shows since I was little. Like, I've been so interested, and everyone thought I was like a nerd, and why am I watching this? And I'm just so happy that I can listen to you guys. I listen to you guys like every day at work. I just love you guys. You guys are great. Thank you so much. I'm not an EVP just yet. I just started listening, guys. But I think I'll make that move. like ASAP because you guys are great and I want to support you in any way. So thanks you guys so much. Love.
Thank you. Thank you for all that. I really do appreciate that. And thank you for signing up for the EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
I don't really know the history behind the Virgin Mary statue.
Okay.
That was there. So, like, just based off of just, like, seeing a statue, like, in their eyes blading, now that's just straight up scary.
Well, I mean, the Virgin Mary is, you know, it's Jesus's mother. And so it represents her. There's different...
Well, that's demonic.
It's not demonic. I mean, if it's bleeding, you're saying, like, if it's bleeding?
Yes.
Yes, yes, that would be very demonic seeming. But there's... used to be called like Mary's in a bathtub. You would see this in people's front lawns. They'd bury half a bathtub. So it was kind of this, like an old bathtub. And it was kind of this little grotto that it makes over it. And they put the porcelain Virgin Mary in it. So it kind of protected it from the elements. It was landscaping of the older days in heavily Catholic communities where I grew up. There was a lot of that.
I'd probably like put a wig on it and
like, okay, no, that would be very sacrilegious.
Really?
Yeah, so you would never do that.
Oh, no. I thought it was just like give it hair.
No. I mean it's painted. It has hair. Okay. It's not like bald.
Oh, I thought it was like bald or something.
No. It's just
can I like grow flowers in this thing or
no,
like,
it's not a pot for flowers.
Oh.
It's a statue.
Oh.
It's just a statue. And
I don't want to get insulted like in the comments of this, so can you please like edit this out?
It's fine. You're fine there. Just don't keep making guesses about the Virgin Mary. and exactly.
I'm sorry.
The yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's do one more call. Hi.
Hello, Tony and Harper. I just love how you guys act together. My name's Chris, and I've seen apparitions about 3 times. We always had weird stuff while I was growing up, but the last time was 2 years ago in South Myrtle Beach. We go there. We've been going there for about 6 years. And the resort we go to is all oceanfront. And we usually get 5th or 6th floor. And I'm a night person. I work 3rd shift, so I listen to you guys then. And I was out on the balcony about 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's people walk up and down the beach all night. I guess looking for shark teeth. And they usually have flashlights. And it was full moon, I do believe. And I saw this figure, and I just thought it was one of those people. But the farther it walked away from me, it became transparent. And I called my husband over. I didn't think about getting my camera, but... And he said, oh, no, that's a reflection of the moon off the water. I'm like, it's not even by the reflection. It walked past the reflection. And he didn't even see it. And another one is when I was younger, we were playing in a stare at game where you stare at something and see if you can get the move. And there was like the attic door with the chains. And me and my friend were staring at it. And I looked down. We got the move. And I looked down and I saw this girl in the hallway. She wasn't see-through or anything. And she was walking towards the back bedroom. And she started talking, but it was like in slow motion and reverse. I couldn't understand what she was saying. And I described her to my friend, and my friend brought out a book, and I picked the, you know, album, and I picked the girl out, and she's like, yeah, she's dead. So, oh, and the one on the beach, it was a woman. She was what? All white, shimmery, long dress. Long hair, and from what I understand, there is a woman that walks up and down the beach. I guess her husband died at sea or something. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for sharing that story and experience with us here on the program.
Well, seeing an apparition, it could be one of two things. Something coming to just weirdly visit you that you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could just be someone like walking around having fun as a ghost.
Or just fog. No, an apparition actually is usually very detailed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to, like, there's part of me that's like, I want to see one. There's part of me that's like, That'd be really freaky.
I don't want to see something that's like towering over me and just like this black figure that's towering over me. That's not what I want to see.
What about the librarian ghost from Ghostbusters?
I don't remember like
the very beginning of Ghostbusters. There's a librarian where they she's sitting there floating there reading the book, and then they like, okay, I guess I got a plan. Get her, and they run up, but then it's like, rah! You don't remember the scene?
I don't remember that scene.
Oh my gosh, I'm failing as a parent to watch it more frequently or something. But no, that's
old. Yeah, if you watch it that like frequently,
I watched it. I had on VHS that I taped off of television, and I'd rewind and I'd watch those scenes over, and I'd try and pause it too when it was like really spooky. But with pausing a VCR, you had to be a little more better on timing, and you had to like kind of it wasn't as instant as it is with digital. You had to kind of time it right.
Well, in some apps, it's not that instant either.
Yeah.
So I know what you mean.
No, you don't know the struggles of VHS, my child.
Well, I know kind of like what you mean.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Not the struggles of be kind, rewind. You know what that means?
No, I don't, and I don't care.
It meant when you rented a video from the video store, to rewind it before you returned it. That way it was ready for the next person to watch.
I just like leave it like mid-movie, return it. No one will ever know.
No, and then they would charge you. They'd fine you.
Really?
If you did. Yep.
That's mean.
So that would be, you wanted, no, it's not mean. It's you do your part and it all works out and you save the store that time to do that. Or somebody else, because rewinding took a little bit of time.
Oh, really?
Like it wasn't instant. You press rewind. And then you wait, depending on how fast and good your VCR is. It could be a couple minutes. That's how it worked. The struggles were real. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the advanced episodes, the whole archive of episodes and EPP bonus episodes at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for hand and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
In business, the best days are when priorities stay on track. For midsize and large companies, that means managing risk across the enterprise, from property and liability to cyber and beyond. The Hartford helps businesses put risk control first, building it into how they operate, so they're better prepared before something happens and better protected when it does. Prepare for risk. Protect success. Smart risk management from The Hartford. Learn more at thehartford.com/risk mitigation. Policies provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company and its property and casualty affiliates, Hartford, Connecticut.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Like, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.